can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Trying to decide if we should turn this into a show about crocheting. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with Jordan and Keith and Mariano.
Yeah.
I don't know how to crochet.
I don't either.
Well, then it's decided. It'll still be a movie podcast.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
I love the way we come to decisions. Yeah. So this is a good movie podcast, though, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
I'm proud that we're still able to make this a great movie podcast when it has absolutely nothing to do with crocheting. So that's unprecedented. I don't know if you guys have seen the other podcast about movies.
This is true. So today's movies are what, gentlemen?
Oh, can I?
Please.
Warcraft, and also, if I can get some help from Mariano,
Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right on. Right on.
That's what we're doing.
All right.
We're so organized all the time.
All the time.
I literally have a bag full of crochet stuff in the next room.
So should we start off with Warcraft?
Yeah, let's do Warcraft. Okay. Because it's a big movie.
Yeah, yeah. Based off of a video game that I've – World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft, okay. That's right.
I've never played.
Me neither.
No, you guys have never played?
No, have you?
I played a bit. It wasn't for me.
Really?
Yeah, but I went and saw the movie with a couple friends that loved World of Warcraft, so they got to fill me on everything I was missing
Cheat guide. Did it help? Was that cool?
No, absolutely not.
I was lost for a while.
If I can get a spoiler about how I feel about this movie, I wasn't sold on it, really.
Okay.
Well, if I can open right out the gate, wasn't for me.
All right. Well, that's not a spoiler. That's just you speaking your truth, bro. A
spoiler about this review. I'm not going to say a lot of good
We can't say spoiler. We shouldn't even be saying spoiler.
You're right. Period. You're right. Okay. So
spoiling spoiler.
Stop it.
Okay.
That's up there with never say never. You said it twice, but right.
That's a code red word. Okay. So this is going to be a spoiler-free podcast.
Oh.
And we're going to feature with the movie Warcraft.
This guy. Yeah. So
Warcraft comes from the game World of Warcraft. That's where it's based off of.
Science fiction fantasy.
Directed by Duncan Jones.
Yes, who's also the beloved son and only son of David Bowie, actually.
Yeah.
That's right. I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You told me that. So, I think I told both of you guys that.
Okay.
Well, no, I told you that.
The information got passed along. That's what we could all agree on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and he also directed a film called Moon with Sam Rockwell and Source Code with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, God.
So, but this is his tentpole, his mainstream film, his big debut.
Source Code was not as big as Warcraft, you're right.
Right.
But Source Code was good.
Yeah. See, I didn't get a chance to watch that one.
We're going to have to update this review once you've come and seen Source Code.
No, not really. But go ahead.
Okay. That's okay.
Not really. So you didn't care for Warcraft?
Not for me. I thought I was going to hate it. I didn't like it, but I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it. I thought it was going to be a 1-star, and I'm going to say it's a 2 if I had to.
Oh, ouch. And you, Mariano?
Is that 2 in a scale of 5 or a scale of 10?
Really, it doesn't matter because that's what I'm saying is I thought it was going to be worse.
That's a good question.
Still is bad.
That was a great question, actually.
Yeah, because that's a big,
that can make a difference.
That's a big difference there.
Yeah, he's right, actually.
Yeah, it was one step up above what I thought it was going to be, but that wasn't a big step.
Okay, I'm going to do scale to 10 because it gives you a little more nuance. I give it about a 6-7.
Wow.
I was confused at first, but I know nothing about Warcraft. But I love Paula Patton. She does a good job, and she's really funny.
She did a great job in the movie.
Right?
I agree. She was good. I liked the film. I thought it was cool. I mean,
I liked it.
I don't want to play the video game, but I'm looking forward to part two of the film of the franchise.
I feel like you shouldn't be confused about it just because you haven't played World of Warcraft. I feel like they should open it up into a world where people that don't like World of Warcraft could have gotten it.
Well, I think that they did. I was confused at first. Let me be clear with that. But as the movie went on, I slowly kind of found my footing. And it was good. It just maybe I just need to invest more into it in terms of I know nothing about Warcraft.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a bad movie. Yeah, it wasn't a bad – I liked it.
Okay. You seem a little bit unsure, though. I mean –
Well, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. I did enjoy it. I would watch it again. I would pay money to go see it in theaters. Put it that way.
You know, and as you guys say it, I'm so tempted to say, well, I guess it wasn't that bad. But in honesty, normally when I say a movie wasn't that bad here, I'll say, oh, yeah, I would watch it again. I wouldn't watch it again. I don't think I could watch it again. It ran on way too long. I would catch the sequel. I'd like to see if they changed it, if they made things better. There's still hope for it.
That's fair. Okay.
So basically,
maybe 2 stars is a hurtful like rating to it, but the sentiment still stands. I have a lot of problems with the movie. I can point out several things. The CGI at some points felt a little bit too cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
And we're in 2016. I feel like it shouldn't be as cheesy as it was in 2014.
But
you know?
The story was interesting, though.
It was no.
So the story basically, you know, there's this Earth-like planet called Azeroth, and you know they're ruled by a benevolent king, and they're doing their thing.
Yeah, more like a Middle Earth thing. It's all the good.
Although
guys.
I still try to figure out what the heck Middle Earth means. I mean, I don't understand that
I think
term.
Middle Earth means Earth in like the Middle Ages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You've got you okay. know your elves and your dwarves and. You've got your whole collection.
So Middle Ages means, okay.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you.
You know, Lord of the Rings.
Middle Earth?
Like the horse armor and sword and, you know, era.
I still don't understand why that's called middle, but okay, that's fine. Middle Ages, that's fine.
Back when everyone was, you know, on the dragons and whatnot.
Okay. Like we all had those in real life.
Well, you know. I just got mine waxed, so.
Open up a book, Keith.
So
that uncommon.
So yeah, so Azeroth, you know, with the Middle Earth, you know, they're living fine. They have a benevolent king, and basically these... orc warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
They just screwed up their planet with
the
which
dark
is bad
magic.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad magic.
Yep.
So they basically say, hey, you know, we're going to go to Azeroth and chill here and make
exactly.
this our home. And that's basically what, I mean, that's the premise of the story.
And by chill, we mean take over.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, my Keith and Ease. So, yeah, I got you.
Keith and Ease. See, occasionally you come up with a word that I am a big fan of. And I think Keith and Ease is one of them.
Yes. So, I mean, so that's basically, that's the premise of the movie. And it just goes from there. I felt, now, I will say, the movie to me started slow, but it picked up and I enjoyed it when it did. I enjoyed the battle scenes. I enjoyed the symbolism. There were some symbolic things there. Like you said, Paul Patton's character, you know, she was the half-breed who was...
Exactly,
you know,
who was shunned.
Yeah, and enslaved and, you know. So, I mean, all that stuff was interesting, but...
And she's so hot. Even green.
I'm sure she'll thank you for that. But,
yeah. Do you think the green made her more attractive, Mariana?
Maybe... Slightly less attractive.
I'm just trying to learn something about
well,
you.
Well, she just stated too recently publicly that she would not be adverse to playing She-Hulk, actually.
Oh, really? Well,
speaking
then let me state publicly,
being,
Paula Patton, follow me on Facebook and Instagram, Mariano Alvarez 92.
Shameless plug.
Shameless. Yeah,
shameless.
No, but she was really funny in the movie, though. I like that.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she did a great job. She was funny when she wasn't trying to be.
Right.
I enjoyed
yeah.
that. So the chemistry that she had with one soldier. But no, it was
and
a good film.
She was something that worked for the movie. There were several things that were working for the movie, but I don't think that they overpowered a lot of things that I didn't like about it. Like, I don't know where the romantic chemistry between her and the main character kind of came from.
I did.
It felt
obvious.
Like it was no out of nowhere to me. It didn't.
Not to me.
Really?
I was digging it, bro. Like I said, I can't
I liked
wait
it too, actually.
I was digging it.
Was I not smart enough to like the movie about the video game?
Probably not. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but we love you anyway, man. So
do we?
Hold
ooh.
On.
Bam!
Man, should have called in sick today. I didn't know we were going to be reviewing a movie that it was apparently an amazing treasure to you guys.
Well,
where did the romance come in, though? I'm so curious.
Well, she saved. I mean, he saved her life.
Well, and, yeah. Don't forget now. So you know, yeah. So we don't want to get too, you know. People
yeah,
wanna,
and we won't
people
get.
People want to see the movie.
We won't take away from it. It's just.
Yeah, but I thought there was lots of chemistry in it. I will say this though. I mean, the themes that I liked about it is that, you know, people can be destructive. They should be called out when they are. Some people want to win no matter what the cost is, and they will use things they shouldn't use. And I mean, so I liked all those themes being shown. What I liked about this film too was that it showed you how benevolent leaders are, like how you can have a monarchy and have a good leader. All monarchies are not bad, but it also shows you what happens when someone has too much power and what they can do.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed all of that. I mean, so there were some cool things about it. So.
I agree to all of those. I thought the exact same thing. I thought that my favorite part about the movie was the idea of, if you're not careful, you're going to destroy your planet. Because I thought that was kind of a punch in our face, like, hey.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
That was neat. Okay. I see the look you're giving me. That was a nice part in it. Like I said, there were things that worked for the movie.
Yeah, that thing you feel, it is a knife. So be nice.
Yeah, I was excited. I think when it came out, it was number two for the weekend. Mm. Ideally, it'll do more grossing, and they'll make enough so they could do the sequel. Because
they're
already
in talks that they're open for a sequel. So
good, because I was all in. I mean, the battle scenes got really, really good, especially with the one chieftain. That's all I'm going to say. It was the battle scenes were, you know, they weren't Game of Thrones, but they were pretty close. Just saying,
but it's a major motion picture, and granted, Game of Thrones isn't just your regular TV show, but I feel like when you're investing, you know, this amount of time and for a movie, it should deliver a bit more than it did. I'd be excited to see where like a sequel would be coming from, to see if they change anything up to it, make it a little bit more fun to watch. Mm-hmm. But to me, I just kind of remember like, this movie's still playing. It's still happening.
Well, see, and the whole thing about CGI, I accept CGI. I want someone to break down to me I guess I have seen some cheesy CGI, but I didn't feel that with this.
You didn't?
No, not at all. Not at all. I enjoyed everything that I saw.
Well, we saw The Jungle Book, and that was majority CGI, and that didn't feel so...
Yeah, I guess it's just 2-1,
That's true.
Bro.
The Jungle Book did look really good.
Yeah, I guess it's just 2-1,
If you can compare those two together, it's really hard to...
Yeah, but we're not 2-1, though. I'm in. I'm not all in, but I'm in.
Okay.
Okay, so, all right. You guys pro the movie. I'm mixed feelings.
Yeah, so we're all about the movie, and you're not. It's all good. All right. It's time for a break, though, bro.
All right, let's take that break. When we come back, we're going to be taking on...
Central Intelligence!
All right, great. I was hoping somebody would finish my sentence. All right. All right. See you guys soon.
Yes.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And hey, this is Keith. We're back.
Oh, we're back. Oh, hey, I'm Jordan.
I'm Mariano.
Perfect. Yeah, to think about that for a second.
We were all totally prepared for this.
Yeah, we're all here. We weren't just watching the movie.
Right, right. Exactly. So Central Intelligence starring...
Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, yes.
Dwayne and Johnson.
No, you're trying that and it's just not working. But.
You take out The Rock from his name, it sounds way better.
No, it doesn't, man. You're good, but no, man, that's not working.
Okay, okay,
it's all
okay,
good, though, bro. We'll try later. I love the movie poster for it. It was a Big Johnson with a little heart. That was cute.
That was
play
funny.
On words. Yeah. This film, comedy, first time these two worked together. I loved it, man. It was hilarious.
I loved it a lot, and I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did. I thought, okay, Kevin Hart's doing another cop thing with a guy who's way better at it, and he's not. It's going to be right along all over again. But
not at all.
It still felt original. It still felt really fun.
Yes.
And the entire time I was blown away, like thinking, wow, I'm watching Central Intelligence and I'm having this much fun watching it. It's definitely the winner out of the two for me. It just felt just a good time.
I agree. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or Dwayne Johnson, he actually stole the show.
he really did do a good job.
He might have been funnier than Kevin Hart. I mean, they were great together, but it's just like...
No,
I
totally agree. He really made the show, and it's funny that he made the show as funny as it did.
It's like Kevin Hart was the straight man, and Dwayne was the funny man, which was... that was cool.
I thought I was watching, like, the funniest SNL sketch for some of that, because, like, you see him coming on and just being something that you've never seen The Rock...
Yeah,
he's never been this before. He's never been this silly outside of maybe a 3-minute sketch as a guest appearance.
Right, right.
And it was still working, and you never got tired of it.
Right.
I was walking into theater, and I was ready to just go, All right, here we go. Kevin Hart again. He's out of place. He's a fish out of water, and he's going to manage. But
the story was great.
The story was great too, yeah, and really, it kind of kept you guessing in a lot of aspects. Oh, and it was weird to actually have twist come in the movie.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
While being so funny, it wasn't just
dumb.
What, too?
Before the twist, I love how it kind of keeps you on your toes because you're not sure who's playing for what team exactly.
Yeah,
right.
I love
and,
that.
And the trailers don't let on to that.
Exactly.
So you have no idea.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that at all.
Me either.
Right.
Me either. So that was really cool. So, I mean, and basically, for those of you, all of you listening, so Kevin Hart is, you know, he was the guy in high school who was the prom king. He was the all-letter.
Mr. Perfect, most likely to succeed.
Yes, he was, literally. And The Rock's character,
Robbie Weirdick.
Yes, was, you know, he was an outcast. He was an oddball. He was a nerd. And
he was obese. And, so you get to see, you know, The Rock fat, and then you get to see him as The Rock. And
they
make it work really well. I'm just talking about
that. That was in a trailer too.
I'm still really surprised. Yeah. If you guys told me about the movie, I wouldn't be as sold as I was after seeing it.
I hear you, but no, it was great. I mean, so basically, you know, years later, you know, after the humiliating scene where The Rock gets humiliated in high school when he's fat and he's the outcast, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, Kevin Hart's character sees what people did to him, and he gives him his jacket. And
Kevin Hart was just the only person nice to him in high school.
Yes.
So I guess, you know.
And which is cool to see someone who's Mr. Popular being compassionate, because when you think about Mr. Popular in high school, you don't necessarily think of that.
Exactly. Yeah, both the characters were likable in their own way. That was the thing.
Well, like I said, Kevin Hart wasn't really playing the funny guy in this movie.
I think he was funny because he was just interacting with a really insane.
Well, I mean, he was funny, but he was
more of a straight man than what he's used to. Yeah,
And he did
to
a good
me
job
though, he
that.
Still
that
felt
good.
Like Kevin Hart. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't like it's not like a tired, played out Kevin Hart. It felt good, you know. It felt like he's kind of like Michael Cera now, where he has the certain kind of movie that he's really good at.
Yeah.
More talent. I don't want to. You feel shaky on that comparison?
Well.
I was afraid.
Well, only because Michael Cera. Yeah, he's done two films I liked. Oh. Outside of that, I feel like he's always the same
they're
kind
two
of guy.
Different. But they have this similarity where they can be the same character in these same movies, and you're going to like those movies because he's really good at what he does. I think Kevin Hart has a bigger range. I've seen him do a lot of different things.
Well, I think he showed a lot of that in this movie, actually.
Yeah, he did.
I like the fact that he was peaked, that you know he's working this dead-end job, and you know, and everyone
me too, and he knew it. That was a good, you know.
Yeah, because you don't get that when you watch the trailer. You don't get that. You don't get all these different layers that are happening in this film. So, and by the way, this film was directed by Rawson Marshall Thurber, who famously directed Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story.
Really?
And We're the Millers. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is definitely, I'd say, his best movie that he's done so far.
So he did a good job with this. Yeah.
I mean, and I love
Dodgeball. Dodgeball was the jam.
We're the Millers. We're the Millers.
I've never seen Dodgeball.
Oh, dude.
Really?
I want to watch it.
Yeah, you got to watch
it. It's a real underdog story.
I love it. You're so corny. You're so corny. I'll give you that one. That one's good.
Thank you.
But
doesn't hurt to compliment me.
But yeah, but Central Intelligence was great. It was a lot of fun. Well, I love The Rock. I mean, I like the fact that he was making fun of himself. He didn't take himself so seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I never expected to see a professional wrestler do that movie the way he did.
Yeah, I agree with you. I didn't think I'd ever see The Rock do a part like this, and I didn't think I'd see The Rock do a part like this so well. But he really, it shows how great of an actor he is. They both are.
Yeah, he goes from Robbie Reddick to Bob Stone.
I agree, because in the commercial, it seems like he's just going to be a cop again, like he was in the Fast Furious movies.
Right.
Yeah. But he actually, he did a very good job of being like the awkward funny.
Yeah.
Well, everyone played their parts really well in the movie, not just the two lead men. I mean, Aaron Paul was in it. He was still really funny.
Oh yeah, so and Jason Bateman was in it playing.
Oh god,
I love Jason Bateman.
I forgot about Jason Bateman. So we was also
one of my favorite
job.
Parts of the whole movie is when it was Jason Bateman.
Yeah. He almost stole his scenes too. He did a great job too, because I wasn't sure who he was going to be when we saw him in the movie.
Exactly.
So it was. They did a good job. It was a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. you will never look at unicorns and fanny packs the same again. So.
Oh god. I still am laughing, by the way, you know, The Rock says, Oh, corns? Yeah, I love corns. They're the most lethal. that's the only thing, yeah, I'll give away about the movie. I'm still calling unicorns corns now, and I'm finding a way to put unicorns into just everyday sentences because,
yeah, so
this movie had a lasting effect.
Definitely.
I want a fanny pack.
You want a fanny pack?
I know, right? I know.
You get one from my mom.
They still make those things? That was funny.
You know, now that you mention it, I kind of want a fanny pack too. So this movie's powerful. It'll really – it could change you as a person for the better.
Let's join the CIA.
If you don't have enough pockets. CIA?
Yes,
okay,
definitely.
We'll talk about that. Let's start with the fanny pack and we'll move up slow.
Oh, so – yeah. So we have a break, and after the break, they will
another break? God. Okay, fine.
Well, yeah. Well, we got a little more time. A little bit more time.
Okay. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, I was going to say something too, but go ahead. Yeah.
Central Intelligence? Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it too.
Yeah, I'm in.
And by the way, so we forgot to mention, so basically Kevin Hart, he peaked, and then he runs into, you know, The Rock and doesn't recognize him at first.
Yeah.
And, you know, and The Rock is very ambiguous about what he's doing. But then, of course, you find out, because the film's called Central Intelligence, he works for the CIA.
Right.
And then, you know, Kevin Hart's character is like, I don't want any part of this.
He makes that pretty clear.
Yeah, he winds up becoming kind of like the nerdy guy all of a sudden. You know, so it was cool. But after this break, we'll wrap this up. And you're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with Mariano, Jordan, and
Keith.
Thank you.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, everybody, this is Jordan. That's going to be
Mariano.
Perfect. And that is
Keith.
We did it again. So,
yes.
We just talked about Warcraft. Didn't like it, but I'm being very overpowered when it comes to the votes. And we also talked about Central Intelligence. Go see the movie. None of us have anything to complain about. It's The Conjuring of comedies.
Okay.
That's accurate, right? We all said good things about Conjuring,
like,
too.
Well, yeah. No, I don't. Okay. Conjuring all right. And comedies.
It was just,
okay.
It was just unexpected, that's all.
Yeah,
it
right.
Works. We're sticking to it. So.
So, but
I didn't like about Warcraft.
Yes.
I saw Central Intelligence, and then I immediately, you know, purchased the ticket and went in to go see Warcraft.
Right on.
I told my, you know, friend, I really wish that we got to see Central Intelligence last, because that would have been a nice, you know, note to go out on. So,
okay.
You guys liked Warcraft, but I'm going to go ahead and compare the two movies. So, let's say that we only have enough money for one ticket.
There you
and
go
I want
again.
You guys to tell me what you do and don't like about each.
I should know
Central
this
Intelligence.
Now.
Central Intelligence. So you would see Central Intelligence. What about you?
Yes, Central Intelligence, only because it makes you laugh. And laughter is good for the soul, and it's actually healthy for you.
I mean, and it's Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Yeah.
You really can't go
But
wrong.
I did enjoy Warcraft.
And they're two different movies, and you've got to be in two different
movies
to be
in. But if I'm on an island and I have to pick one, yeah, Central Intelligence, because I'm going to need to laugh.
Exactly.
That's
You're
going
to need to laugh, because that island is dangerous, and it's
exactly.
Probably food is scarce. So. We can agree on that. Central Intelligence could have been the winner out of the two movies, but they're two different styles. It's really hard to go by just that.
Right. So, all right. So, did you think it was in regards to Warcraft that what you didn't like the direction, or
I'm gonna say
CGI?
One thing I didn't like about it, and I saw the trailers right when it first, you know, the trailers
right.
Started popping up, and I said the CGI looked really fake in that. I think this is going to be a terrible movie, and I come to watch it. And that's why I said it's one star more than I thought it was going to be. Whether it's 5 stars, 10 stars, I can give. If I was going to be a 5 stars out of 10, I would have given it a 6.
Mm-hmm.
And that's purely because the CGI wasn't as bad as I thought. The movie itself felt a bit corny. And honestly, if I felt like they went the Marvel route, I would have liked it more. Which is, you're taking on a fan favorite, a cult classic, And you're making it very serious. You're making it very, you know, heads are down. It's a dreary war kind of thing. If there was a bit more humor, if there was a bit more lighthearted scene.
No, man. That would've, like that would have ruined it? Yes, totally, bro.
Well, I bet if
it's
the
a movie about war,
like,
bro. You know?
It's about a it's mythical about world where dwarves make guns and people come from a different world and their orcs are flirting with humans.
And they're trying to take over someone's planet, dude.
You could have added a few
fun, lighthearted scenes to it.
I bet if Avengers was as serious as Warcraft, you would be at the same pace where you'd say, no, you can't add a joke to Avengers. It's they're having a war. They're fighting other supervillains.
Well, one's based off a video game where there's like no humor, and one's based off a comic book where you can actually have humor.
You can have – there's humor in the video game. There is humor in the video game.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I know. I asked that question. I said, is there humor in the video game? Because there's not any in the show. No, yeah, it makes – the game can make you laugh.
All right, man. Okay, I'll give you that. But, yeah, I enjoyed the film for what it was. I thought it was cool. I enjoyed the story. The battle scenes were great. I'm looking forward to part two.
And I wouldn't
and there was a little humor if you watched – well,
there were tidbits.
So I will say this to people. No, when you go see Warcraft, do not leave the theater until it's completely gone, until the credits are done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you missed the scene.
I did miss the scene. Would that have really changed my mind about things?
A little bit.
A little bit. I'm going to...
A little bit. So, I make an effort of not leaving the theater until the credits are done, just for that reason.
I want to hear what Mariano says about it, yes. But I do want to say that despite all the bad things that I can say about this movie, I felt like it kind of ran on too long. I felt like some parts were a bit, you know, felt a bit cheesy.
All right.
I do want to see the sequel because I think there is a lot of potential in the Warcraft series.
That's fair.
So if you guys didn't like it or if you guys are kind of scared off by a lot of the negative reviews going out, go see it because I know a lot of people that were prepared to hate it and they loved it.
I loved it. I would be buying it. I liked it a lot. I thought it was great. So.
And I think there's a lot of room for growth because it is a big world.
I do agree. I think part two will probably be even better, but I enjoyed the first part.
Yeah.
I agree, too. And to touch on the points that you were making, number one, the CGI, it seemed a little fake. I mean, definitely not as good as The Jungle Book, but The Jungle Book is based on real animals. How do you – they were doing orcs. I don't – you know, so they did a pretty good job.
I thought so, too. Right? Sometimes it felt too computery to me. I've seen some real orcs in my time, and those orcs weren't really, you know, realistic.
Dude, all I got to say is
they spent all the money on Paula Patton.
you and Paula, there you go again. All I have to say is that I wish someone could show me the definitive difference between good CGI and bad CGI.
Jungle Book.
Right. Jungle Book was really good. But to get back to my point, I'm going to have to disagree with you. It was funny. There was a lot of humor in it, and it wasn't like a specific scene. It was just the banter was good. I liked it.
Just felt like it took itself too seriously. That was my problem. It took itself too seriously. That's the words I've been looking for.
Oh, and I want to make that point too, Wes. I think that the reason we were all so lost is because this movie had –
I wasn't lost, but go ahead.
Well, the reason why 66.6% of us were lost was because this movie had the daunting task of kind of roping everyone into the Warcraft world. So I feel like part two – with that understanding already out of the way, like these things are in place, they can just dive right in.
You know, I'm always afraid to say what I think about a movie right off the bat because generally when I talk to you guys and we have these discussions, I don't completely change my mind, but I get a little bit more open to your opinion. Like I see where you're coming from, and I do see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I'm bumping it up to one more star, but I don't know where that really it's in place.
Well, don't forget, folks, stay until the very last credit.
Right. I can stay until after the credits.
Yes.
Right, but understand, though, they had to introduce the whole Warcraft world and then get into the story. And I think that they did an okay job.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so, too. Central Intelligence, we all agree on that one. So Warcraft, 2-1. Central Intelligence, it's a 3. It's a 3 for
Central
all,
Intelligence.
We loved it.
If you guys think it's going to be funny, see it. If you guys are a little bit, you know, scared of it, see it anyways.
Don't be. You'll love it.
It's going to blow you out the water. Yeah,
it doesn't disappoint. One thing I was worried about was Kevin Hart was going to be a little too Kevin Hart. I was.
You sound like Jordan now.
The thing is.
Thank you.
Right? The thing is, I was starting to burn out on Kevin Hart a little bit. I'll be honest, like his last few movies I didn't watch. I like him. I like his stand-up, but he's kind of the same person all the time, just the funny guy in a bad situation. But in this movie, though, he does take it to a kind of different level. He does actually play someone.
So you could say that like the movie Warcraft, this movie has really shown that Kevin Hart also has room for growth.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, he's been great. I like how he was still Kevin Hart, like you said, but it wasn't too much. He didn't, like, take over the movie. The movie had a great story, and Kevin Hart just complimented it really well.
I think so, too. I think that it wasn't just a Kevin Hart movie. It was a Kevin Hart and Dwayne the Johnson movie.
Exactly.
No, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I like that's, mine
that's,
better.
That's not going to work, bro. I know you're trying, but
all right, well,
maybe the Rock will
agree to disagree. Chime
in on this and be like, no, it's
I know, and murder you.
Yes. But but you know, when you're a comedian and you start doing films, I mean, a lot of times you're either the best at it or you can wind up being the worst at it. Or it's just a fine line to toe when you're a comedian doing movies. I mean, yeah, I mean, because I think, like you said, he was great in this film. And I look forward to seeing him doing other roles similar or more different where mm-hmm. he is not the person who's supposed to be funny all the time.
I'm looking forward for the Kevin Hart. I think
he can do that. Trick pony. That's yeah.
I think
that
he can
learned.
Do it. So.
And,
yeah.
and to add to that point, I think as far as comedians and movies go, he's done a great job of staying funny.
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. No, he has. I think he always delivers.
Yeah.
I want to see Kevin Hart in a serious role, though. I'm just curious as to how that would go.
I agree. Me too.
I'm afraid to do that, but I definitely would. I'd be afraid.
I'm keeping real with you, dude. I want to see most comedians do serious roles.
Me too. Jim Carrey did okay.
He was amazing.
Yeah. Number 23 was good. Yeah.
Yes. Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind.
He did Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind really good. I don't know about number 23. Oh, that was...
23, Majestic, but we digress.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to be crocheting a Jim Carrey portrait, so you guys stay tuned for the movie podcast.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So, yeah, it's time for us to wrap it up, but we did want to tell you that stick around for our next movie podcast, because that one is going to be about... You remember? Now You See Me Too?
Now You See Me Too and Finding Dory. So it's Attack of the Sequels Part 2.
There you go. Oh, you remember.
It's the sequel of Attack of the Sequels.
Oh, see?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so stick around for that one. So we're going to have fun with that. No, it's not.
No,
stop
no,
it.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. You can check us out on iTunes, Google Play. I use Podcast Addict. There's Stitcher. There's so many different places out there. And then there's also GSMCpodcast.com.
You can follow us on Twitter as well.
Exactly.
That was good.
Like us on Facebook. Thank you. Yeah. All right. And I'm Keith.
I'm Jordan.
And I still don't know how to crochet.
All right.
See you somewhere out in space.
We'll see you somewhere out.